Hey everybody, it's Monday. I'm Matthew Ilaria and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. We ask you today for revelation of it. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives, and we do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we're going to be doing a series of teachings entitled Seek First. And in this teaching, we're going to be learning how vitally important it is that God and His things are first priority in our lives. You know, there are some great benefits that come from making God and His things first place and first priority in our lives. And on the other end, there are some negative things that can happen in our lives if we don't make God first place. And so we have a powerful week of broadcasts lined up this week, and I'm believing that the Spirit of God is going to minister to you in a mighty way. Now let's go over to Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to look there at verse 33, and this is maybe a familiar scripture to many of you. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said this, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." You know, God demands that He and His things be first place and first priority in our lives. What do I mean when I say God and His things be first place and first priority in our lives? Well, I'm talking about following Him. I'm talking about your relationship with Him. I'm talking about what He's called you to do. I'm talking about His Word and your own spiritual development and His kingdom and the church He's called you to and serving where He's called you to serve. I'm talking about those things being first place and first priority in our lives. Now, for many Christians, God is not first place, and He is not first priority in their lives. You know, for so many people who are saved, they just can't seem to find the time to read their Bible, to go to church, to serve in the church that God's called them to do. They can't seem to find the time to invest into their spiritual growth. And friend, it's not our place to judge somebody else or what other people are doing. But this week on the broadcast, we want to look at our own lives and we want to be honest with ourselves. And we want to ask the question, is God and His things, are they first place in my life? And the good news is when we make Him first place and when we make His things first priority in our lives, there are some great things that we will enjoy because of it. Now I want to go over to Luke chapter 9 and I want to look here at verse 59 and I want to read a handful of scriptures in that chapter. In Luke 9:59, it says this, "He said unto another," talking about Jesus, "follow me. But he said, Lord, allow me first to go bury my father." Now you might want to make a note of those two words, "me first." "And Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." And so Jesus was inviting this man to follow him. But this man said, "Well, Jesus, let me first go bury my father." I guess his father must have died. And Jesus said, "No, let the dead bury the dead, and you come on and preach the gospel." You can see that Jesus is demanding that he, the kingdom of God, God's things, be first priority in this man's life. It went on to say in verse 61, "And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first bid them farewell, which are at my home and at my house." And again, you can see that phrase, "me first." And so he wanted to follow Jesus, but before he did, he wanted to go tell his friends and family, bye. And this is what Jesus said in verse 62, Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. And so what can we see from those verses? We see that me first is not going to fly with God. It's not going to fly in the kingdom of God. God demands that he be first. He demands that his things be first. Now, why would he do that? Because if I put myself first and put myself ahead of the Lord and ahead of the Lord's things, it's going to end up hurting me. It's going to end up costing me. And so me first will not fly. That will not fly with the Lord. You know, in Luke chapter 14 and verse 26, Jesus said this, If any man comes to me and hates not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Now, we know Jesus is not telling us to hate people. That's not the revelation that we're supposed to pull out of that verse, that you and I are supposed to hate our family. What he's talking about is that if you want to be his disciple, you can't love anyone else more than you love him. Again, nothing can be ahead of him. No person can be ahead of him. He has to be first. In fact, in the Easy Read version, it actually says, you must love me more. And so nothing in our lives can be ahead of him. In Matthew chapter 10, in verse 37, Jesus said this, He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And so you and I, friend, if God is going to be first, we can't love anything more than we love him. And so if he is first, then that means me, my family, my kids, my job, my career, those things are not first. If God is first, then nothing else is first. Nothing else is ahead of him. You know, a lot of people will say it proudly, well, my kids are first. Well, my family is first. And here's the problem with that, friend. If your family is first, then that means that God is not first. If your kids are first, then what that means is God is not first. And the best thing you can do for yourself, the best thing you could ever do for your family, the best thing you could ever do for your kids is make God first place in your life. Because if you make him first place in your life, then you'll be able to help your family and help your kids in a greater degree than you ever could if God wasn't first place in your life. And so if he's first, nothing else is first. You see, to many people, God is just an add-on in their lives. And what I mean by that is he is just another thing, just another part of their very busy schedule. You know, they have their family, they have their job, they have their hobbies, and then they have the Lord. And to many, he's just another part of a very big schedule. But in Colossians chapter 3, verse 4, it says that Christ is our life. And so God is not supposed to be an add-on. He is not supposed to be just another part of our life. He is supposed to be our life. The kingdom of God and God's things are supposed to be the center of our lives, not just another part of our lives. Now, I want to read you a verse here in Matthew chapter 15, and Jesus said this. He said, This people draws nigh unto me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Now, friend, God should not just be first in our lives in word or in heart or in intention, but he should be first in our lives in demonstration. What do I mean by that? If God truly is first place in our lives, then we should live in such a way that we demonstrate that. You know, Jesus said in this verse, these people draw nigh to me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And so what they were saying and the way they were actually living was two different things. And you know, just because you say God is first place in your life, that doesn't mean He is. We would have to watch how you live your life and see that if you actually live in such a way and demonstrate in your life that God actually is first. You know, I think a lot of people, because they're Christians and because in their hearts they believe they love the Lord, then it's very easy to just throw out the phrase, well, God's first in my life. Well, hold on a second. If He's first in your life, it'll be more than just words. It'll be more than just in your heart. It'll be more than just that you intend for God to be first in your life. We'll actually see you living your life in such a way that demonstrates that God is first. You know, many people are under the illusion that God is first in their lives, but in reality, He is not first in their lives. Knowing that God should be first, and wanting God to be first in your life, and intending that God would be first in your life, is not actually putting Him first in your life. And so, friend, this week on the broadcast, I want you to be real honest with yourself, and I'm going to do the same thing. Let's be real honest with ourselves in examining, is God actually first place in my life? Jesus told me to seek first the kingdom. Am I actually doing that? Or do I kind of just throw out the phrase, well, you know, God's first in my life? And friend, be honest with yourself, because this is how you'll get the light you need. This is how you get the revelation that you need. And this is how you get the grace you need to make the adjustments in your life so that God is actually first place in your life. What am I saying? You have to be honest with yourself to start with before you're ever going to make any adjustments and see any changes in this area. And you know, one thing you can watch is that if God is first in your life, then you will choose Him over other things. You'll choose Him over yourself, over what you want to do. You'll choose Him over your family, over your friends, over your hobbies. This is one sign that He's first in your life, is that you're choosing Him over other things. And that's what they weren't doing in Luke chapter 9 when they were saying, let me first go bury my father. Let me first go tell my family goodbye. What they weren't doing is they weren't choosing the Lord over other things. They were choosing other things over the Lord. And what that reveals is that God is not first in your life. And friend, I just want to encourage you, you will never regret making God first place in your life. I want to say that to you again. You will never regret making God first place in your life, and you're going to see that more this week on the broadcast. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God demands that He and His things be first place in our lives. Number two, if God is first, then that means other things aren't first. That means that you, your family, your hobbies, your job is not first because He is first. And then number three, God should not be just first place in our lives in word or in heart or in intention, but He should be first place in our lives in demonstration. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's our heart's desire to seek first Your kingdom. It's our heart's desire that You and Your things would be first place in our lives. And so, Lord, we're asking You this week on the broadcast to correct us, to give us revelation, to give us light, so that we can make the adjustments that we need to make and have You and Your things at first place and first priority in our lives. And Lord, we do thank You for it in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Tuesday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. And we're going to continue this series entitled, Seek First We'll see you then.